U.S. spending spree on health equipment sparks global outrage. From Europe to South America, U.S. allies are complaining about the superpower's Wild West tactics in outbidding or blocking shipments to buyers who have already signed deals for vital medical supplies. In France and Germany, senior officials said the U.S. was paying far above the market price for medical-grade masks, on occasion winning contracts through higher bids even after European buyers believed a deal was done, and Brazil's health minister reported a similar incident. Money is irrelevant. They pay any price because they are desperate, said one high-level official in German Chancellor Angela Merkel's governing CDU/C.S.U group. A German government source said, Americans are on the move, carrying a lot of money. Since the virus was first recorded in China late in 2019, the pandemic has spread around the world. Governments in Europe, the Americas and elsewhere are desperately trying to build up supplies for medics, nursing home staff and the public. Now, with global cases surpassing 1 million and the outbreak exploding in the U.S., the competition for precious stocks is intensifying further. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday the U.S. government is now recommending Americans wear cloth face coverings to stem the spread of the virus, but the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, does not recommend wearing medical-grade masks. He also said he was signing a directive to stop the export of N95 respirator masks, which provide essential protection for healthcare workers, and other U.S. medical equipment. U.S.-listed multinational 3M said on Friday the White House had ordered it to stop all shipments to Canada and Latin America of respirators it manufactures in the U.S., despite what 3M called significant humanitarian implications. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said blocking the flow of equipment across the border would be a mistake that could backfire, noting that the country's healthcare professionals go to work in Detroit every day. In another case, an order of 200,000 masks bound for Germany was diverted to the U.S., Berlin Secretary of the Interior Andreas Geisel said, calling it an act of modern piracy. In a statement on Friday, Geisel said the consignment had been confiscated in Bangkok and said, "Even in times of global crisis you shouldn't use Wild West methods." However, on Saturday his office wrote back, saying it was still trying to clarify the circumstances of how the masks, which were ordered from a German wholesaler and not from U.S. manufacturer 3M, had been diverted. A spokesperson for 3M said the company had no evidence its products had been seized. Asked by Reuters about the 200,000 masks at a daily briefing on Saturday, Trump said there has been no act of piracy. Above market price. A U.S. Department of Homeland Security official said U.S. companies and the government have been paying above market price for much of the gear bought overseas. The official, who requested anonymity to discuss the matter, said the U.S. would not stop buying until we have way too much and could still be searching out protective gear abroad through August. "We've gotten our hands on every bit of it that we can," the official said. Lee Krager, a spokesperson for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is coordinating the search for medical supplies abroad, said disasters often lead to price increases for certain goods. "If it causes some sort of a supply chain disruption, you're going to see costs rise for an essential commodity," Krager said. "It just happens." In Brazil, Health Minister Luiz Henrique Mandetta said this week that China had ditched some Brazilian equipment orders when the U.S. government sent more than 20 cargo planes to the country to buy the same products. "Our purchases, which we expected to complete in order to be able to supply, many were dropped," said the minister in an interview on Wednesday. On Thursday, Mandetta said Brazil had finally succeeded in placing a 1.2 billion reais order for equipment, though it will only be delivered in 30 days. Cash in hand. A second German source employed by a company now helping Merkel's government to order masks said the last weekend of March had been a turning point, and drew a link with the U.S.'s increased presence in the market. "Contracts no longer guaranteed delivery," the source said, adding, "Demand is much, much bigger than supply." In France, three regional leaders painted a similar picture. Jean Rottenay said it was a constant fight to ensure mask orders arrived in his Grand Est region, where the outbreak first took hold before spreading west towards Paris. He said consignments were changing hands at the last minute. On the airport tarmac, "The Americans get out their cash and pay three or four times what we have offered," Rottenay told Radio RTL, France on Wednesday. Rottenay's counterpart in the Greater Paris region, Valérie Pécresse, said she had been beaten to an order by a country with deep pockets, though she did not name the U.S. Reuters.